Human rights advocate Zenawi Lita says the systematic killings of prisoners in the Gambia constitute a crime against humanity. She says the posture that has been adopted by President Yahya Jammeh does not only strain diplomatic ties, but also put undue pressure on that country's economic fortunes. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Zenawi Lita appealed to the International Criminal Court to investigate his actions, as it has done in Cote d'Ivoire and the Sudan. She spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
I believe that Ghana as a state and every Ghanaian and every West African should condemn this act of Yahya Jammeh. We have tolerated a lot of systematic human rights abuses that have been perpetrated by Yahya Jammeh in the Gambia. Gambia is under siege. He is acting with impunity, and the lives of Gambians are at risk because of some of the unconstitutional and unlawful acts of Yahya Jammeh. What I'm urging the Ghana government to do is to condemn the act. The EU has condemned the act and have asked for an immediate cease, that Yahya Jammeh ceases the executions. He should stop the executions. It is totally wrong. And I'm urging the African Union, I'm urging ECOWAS, and I'm urging Ghana to intervene to save the lives of Gambians.
Apart from condemning it, what practical measures do you expect these ECOWAS countries and Ghana to take to save the lives of these people?
The practical measure is for them to engage with Yahya Jammeh and urge him to stop, because he won't listen to anybody else. He acts with impunity and he acts according to his own whims and caprices. And we have the rule of law. And so it's ECOWAS and the African Union and other global partners at that state level and at that Africa regional level who can urge him and ask him to stop and then condemn the acts. And we're asking Ghana, as a leader in West Africa and as a leader in Africa, to lead that process, because we have had that experience where we had extrajudicial killing of 44 Ghanaians in the Gambia. And there are several other examples. There's been a lot of unexplained disappearances. Even the ECOWAS Human Rights Court has ruled about journalists who have disappeared, and I've asked for Yahya Jammeh to present these journalists. This has not occurred.
Zenawi Lita suggested a number of sanctions that may be applied to end systematic killings. They include economic sanctions and some restrictions.
It's been very unfortunate, the slow response of the international community and also the African Union in addressing the human rights violations that have been occurring in the Gambia. Amnesty International, Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, and other civil society groups like the Human Rights Advocacy Center have consistently raised these issues within the public domain, and not much has happened. We are wondering whether it's because Gambia hasn't got a strategic economic importance or what, in terms of the geopolitics of our international communities. But there are lives in the Gambia. Lives are at risk. And we have even asked for an economic blockade. We know that the Gambia is a favorite tourist destination. And we're saying that we need to hit where it hurts. And we need to get Yahya Jammeh to stop. And if we need to get an economic blockade against the Gambia, let's do so, because this is one death too many. And whether Gambia is of geopolitical strategic importance or not, let's save the lives of people. And I would urge an economic blockade and economic sanctions or travel bans against Yahya Jammeh and the members of his government.
That was human rights advocate Zenawi Lita.